Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly are going to become one of the best connected parts of the world under a massive plan to roll out super-fast internet. BT and Cornwall Council are working together using European funding to give 90% of Cornish businesses access to a fibre optic connection. Now, the launch was held at the Headland Hotel in Newquay on the 30th of September 2010. BT Chief Executive Ian Livingston explained how it was all going to happen.
Cornwall is already renowned for having better surfing than California. Now, from a technical point of view, it will have better internet surfing than California. This is really good news, and it really puts Cornwall as a world leader, and that's where it should be. We're already working on it. We've got our engineers out there, so you'll see our brightly coloured vans showing the fibre. So the first communities will be connected this spring, and then we're going to work really, really quickly, and we'll be doing this over a sort of 3 to 4 year period. It's a great investment. A lot of people will be involved from BT and also with our partners.
So BT assures Cornwall that the rollout will get underway immediately, with the first connections being made this coming spring. It's something that cannot happen too soon. Richard Glover is Chief Executive of Cornwall Chamber of Commerce. He was one of the speakers at the launch.
It's a massive opportunity for everyone, and the majority are recognising that. Irrespective of what sector you work in, you are an internet business these days. You live or die by some kind of digital connection, even something as simple as email. And so for every single business, there are opportunities for more creative ways to buy and sell things, but also opportunities for remote working. You know, where Cornwall is often, the corners seem very distant. North Cornwall to Penzance seems like a long way. Having workers that can work reliably and quickly from pretty much wherever they are is a massive opportunity, irrespective of what sector you work in. But also then, if you're a business that makes software or creates TV programs or is a design firm working with people in London, suddenly you can do things in Cornwall that you couldn't do before and that you can't do anywhere else. It's dead exciting.
So for the members, it's almost a change in the way that they're perceived by other parts of the UK.
Well, I think that's a knock-on benefit, really. Even now, even after all of the Objective One investments, even after Eden and all those big flagship things, you still find individuals who think Cornwall is that backward place where nothing much goes on. Having the biggest investment anywhere in a rural network, where suddenly we'll have better connection speeds than the BBC in Manchester, makes a statement that's a positive benefit to everybody.
Elizabeth Holt spoke on behalf of the European Commission to explain why Cornwall has been favoured with this massive funding.
What is happening today in Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly will, in the next few years, I am sure, inspire other regions in the EU. So may I express on behalf of the European Commission our delight and our congratulations on the announcement of this hugely exciting project.
The project is being driven forward by Cornwall Council in collaboration with BT. Alec Robertson is the council's leader. He believes the Superfast Link will transform Cornish business.
Well, as a location for our existing businesses, it gives them a real head start against the rest of the country, but we're also intending that it will act as a magnet for other high-tech, high-value businesses to come into Cornwall as well and provide jobs for our people, and particularly the graduates that we're now producing, our homegrown graduates from our own university.
New Generation Access Director Nigel Ashcroft has been behind Cornwall's access to broadband from the very start of the Objective One Act Now project. I caught up with him after the launch speeches.
It goes right the way back to 2001 when we launched Act Now, which was the first rollout of broadband, the broadband that we're currently all using. At the end of that, we were kind of looking at it thinking, is it job done? You know, should we go and do something else? And we've done quite a lot of research about what the possible was, and fibre seemed to be the future. So we went and did huge amounts of research on it and costings. And it looked like with the European funding that we were about to enjoy through convergence that we may be able to do something. So we've moved forward, and today is the culmination of 3 years of work in putting this project together.
Now, this is a massive story for the internet, not just in Cornwall, but across the globe. So much so that journalists from across the world were flown from London to Newquay for the launch. Many expressed amazement at the progress that Cornwall's making and how it has managed to secure large funding for the scheme on top of Convergence and Objective One. Carlene Kellerman is in charge of the Convergence programme. She spoke to me about why Cornwall has been made a priority.
This is the glue that will make many of our other investments happen. And it just didn't happen overnight, Matthew. When we opened up with Objective One in 2000, broadband was part of our vision, and people said it wouldn't happen in a place like Cornwall because it doesn't make a good commercial testbed. And they also said that the businesses of Cornwall wouldn't want to use it. We've proven them wrong, and this has always been in our sights, that we would try and catch up with 21st century technology outside the big city areas. So when you look at our other investments around the combined universities in Cornwall, new research institutes for design and media, even the merger with Dartington, which is about bringing in performance as well as building on our digital sectors, bringing the glue in, bringing the electricity in that makes it all happen, is critical for long-term value.
But businesses are now keen to find out how quickly they'll see the results of this £132 million broadband rollout.